So, Hare Krishna, what we really have in mind in inviting you to come both to the sacred forest, which is part of the Govardhan Retreat Center. Yes, we have, it's called stewardship over this land. We have to keep it green and clean and then can use it for these events like today. Also, those of our retreat participants who would like to come out to, or who would like to have some private time under the trees, they can always go there. You might have seen this whole area has now been walled off, and it is very rare to find any pilgrim going through there because they wish to protect the forest. But they have made an exception for us, provided, of course, we keep it in good order and don't hurt the trees, etc. But anyways, that's not a problem. So our whole purpose to bring you to the forest and now to the Govardhan Retreat Center is only one. We see this, Bhurijam Prabhu, myself, Jagatarini Mataji, and all the other facilitators and teachers, we see what we do as a necessary service to our devotees in, who are in the movement. We wish to help them to go deeper in their Krishna consciousness so that they are well nourished spiritually and inspired in their life and in their services. And since we do this as a service for all of you, we want also to share this with you. We want you to see everything, to be part in some ways of everything. Because really, now we are in the Govardhan Retreat Center, I think you must be surprised. It looks really significant. A project, isn't it? It is not small. Wait until you go back behind the L-shaped buildings and see the bhajan kutiyas. And there is more land to it than what catches the eye at the present moment. Yes, it is something, but we are of the strong opinion that it is not there for itself to just have another nice project with good buildings and nice arches and so on. No, it is meant for you so that you can advance in your Krishna consciousness. The concept is we are not so much interested to build an external structure. We want you to we want to help you that you can build a temple in your heart, a structure in your heart where you can be more close and more connected with Krishna. So because this has always been our approach from the very beginning up till now, we consider you really the essential parts of the Govardhan Retreat. Let us wait until Bhujan has called his friend.
Friends.
Friends. Oh, yeah. Sit down. Hare Krishna. So this is our reason to show this. This, what you see here is really a sincere attempt to serve the devotees, but also we hope in the future there will be many, many groups, travel groups. I know one, Raghunath. He is a yoga teacher and the founder of the band Shelter, who takes groups to Vrindavan, and we hope that he, I know already that he will use this facility also for his groups. So it serves as something to give devotees shelter and nourishment. That is what we want to do, and it would be very nice if you look around, see with a curious eye what appears here, and make plans to utilize it, not only during the retreats. There will be many retreats which will be offered, not only by ourselves. We plan to invite many talented Vaishnavas and senior devotees to give retreats. And also you can do what I consider to be so important in my spiritual life. You can sometimes come out here, take a room, and just stay for yourself and do this very important process in Krishna consciousness, that is digesting. Digesting your life, digesting your impressions, to find the deeper, more valuable things and new strengths and energy. So I believe Vrindavan Vinod, who is our man on the ground, who does all this, and Yamunacharya will talk more about practical aspects. I would like to now turn the microphone over to Burijam Prabhu. But in summary, what I wanted to say is, please, let's do this together. This is something which is not made by a few old men who look for some service before they die. It is felt that we need to give you all a place and a facility where you can go deeper in your own spiritual life and nourish your Krishna consciousness, so that you can have more strengths that will influence your decisions, your choices in life, and will protect you as you grow older in Krishna consciousness. Please stay with us. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Kastaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivinanta Swamini Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vani Pacharane Nivasesa Sunyavali Priskati Desitarane. For ourselves, who knows what the Sanskrit word svapna means, also Hindi? Huh? Dream. So what you see around you that's manifesting, and from this position you can only see a small part of it, is our svapna, our dream that's manifesting by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan and some very kind-hearted devotees and who are very inspired to offer this service. Somehow or another, we've caught the attention of Giriraj Govardhan to do what Maharaj said, and he seems to be helping us manifest this dream. It's half manifest now. If you look around, especially out there, you'll see the framework of halls for kirtan, and there'll be the kirtan and guitar hall right over there. That will be excellent and beautiful and conducive for deep and thoughtful hearing and chanting. And the rooms, Krishna willing, will be quite comfortable, and there'll even be hot water in the room. In the old days in Vrindavan, we also had hot water in the summer, and we had cold water in the winter. But this is our dream that's manifesting due to the kind heart and soft heart of Giriraj Govardhan and many, many, many devotees who are contributing in many, many different ways. So as Maharaj said, we would like you to to join our dream. And the heart of it isn't exactly the buildings. And Maharaj also pointed this out. The way he put it in his own poetic way, we're inviting you to make a temple in your heart. And practically, what that means for us is that the heart of this project is the kirtans and the Krishna Katha that takes hearers and chanters. So please prepare to be hearers and chanters. We want devotees to speak about Krishna, and this is the essence of this place. We've called it Govardhan Ashraya, which means taking shelter of Giriraj Govardhan, and that's what everyone in this world is longing for, is shelter, because it's a very dangerous place, in fact. Govardhan Ashraya, taking shelter of Giriraj Govardhan, sanctuary and retreat center. So, thank you so much for coming, and next time you come, the dream will be even manifest still further. Unless you come tomorrow, and then something with those tiles being laid and this and that. Okay, Vinod, would you like to say something?
Hare Krishna. First, I would like to welcome all of you. And before I say something, I would like to ask Yamunacharyapu to come here and please, you know, he's the man who knows. No, sorry, he's the man to whom every brick knows. You know, he's the really like the engineer behind this project. So I would like to tell him, ask him, request him that he just tell something about, like, you know, about this, on what status we are, and because we are thinking like next year we will be here, so, and he nobody knows the exact reality more than him. So please, Hare Krishna.
And since I don't have a crystal ball, I'm not sure what you'll see next year. However, I thought I'd just give you a little bit of an overview. The building on this side behind most of you...
Slowly.
Nervousness makes me speak fast. So the building that side is a thing we've called the reception building. It will have some offices. It's got a full basement. So there's a very large space downstairs, which will take about 200 people. And hopefully in the summer, it will remain a little cooler. And on the top floor, we've got a similar large hall. So we've got seminar rooms, kirtan halls for smaller groups there. This is the kitchen building. And on the top floor, there will be a room which we are planning to use as a cafe or a small restaurant, and the main kitchen down here. Beyond that, on the other side, is an accommodation building. And then the big one in the corner has got a total of 58 rooms in it. Dormitories in a basement downstairs, and then three levels of rooms above. And in between, you will have seen two buildings which are at an early stage of construction with just the concrete work. And they are, we're calling them the premium suite. So it's more than just a basic room. It'll also have an additional room, a sitting room, alongside it, so that there's a little bit more space for those who need a bit more space. And then behind the building over there, the big building, on the other side of that, we've got six bhajan kutiyas, which are spaces to go and do your personal japa and meditation, and they've each got a basement underneath, so you can descend into the earth, into your own cave, if you so desire. And then the big space, the empty space over there, will have the kirtan hall. And this grass that we're sitting on, unfortunately, is going to eventually be covered over, and this is the prasadam hall. So that's a rough outline. The total cost of the project is something like 21, 22 crore. That's just the construction work, which is it's in the order of 3 million euro. And we're... haven't got it all, but we've got a large part of it, as you can see, because it's manifested. So you will also be looking at this and thinking, how long is this going to take to finish? And we're currently debating that question because it's got some ramifications for the retreats next year. But there is, as you can see and guess, there's an awful lot of work to do. And part of that involves putting in a sewage system and a sewage treatment plant, because there's no municipality here. We have to provide our own water supply. And we have to run cables, power cables, through to all the buildings. So there's quite a lot of utility work still to be done, as well as all the finishing work, all the cladding on the outside, the tiling on the inside, et cetera, et cetera. So right now we're in the midst of a deep debate in terms of whether we can risk holding the retreats here next year, or whether it'll take longer than that to complete to a level where we can house you all. Anything else? No. Good. So, thank you all for coming. And as part of that, I perhaps might also say, and I have a feeling that Vrindavan Vinod is going to add to this, is to me, it's actually quite a miracle that this has appeared as it is. I do not know quite how it's manifested. I know, on one level, I know where the money has come from, but on another level, I have no idea how Guru Raj has arranged the funding so far. We have got a funding shortfall. We've got a shortfall in time in order to complete when we would like to have it completed. So if you could all pray to Guru Raj to smooth the path ahead and facilitate the completion of this project, it would be really helpful. I have a growing sense of urgency myself that we really need to finish this and get it completed. So, please pray with whatever sincerity you have for the completion of this project, so that we can all, and many others after us, can come and use it as a facility to go deep in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. And I would like to say this thing to you, that from all of us, okay, like from a family, that we'll try not to disappoint you, that next year, definitely. And this is the ground reality which we just shared with you, but that's a kind of a one side of the coin. Like, you know, the other side of the coin is like something different, which this time in retreat, during this, like last retreat and this retreat, so many devotees met me and they were asking, that how it's happening and what, like, you know, how, because since 2 years I'm living here, so how it is, what are the difficulties, and so many other kind of questions that how it manifested. So, and I was really thinking on that, and actually then my realization is only one, that this happened just with the prayers only. There's nothing else. Burjanpur has said so many times previously also that how, when they bought this land, like the big piece of land, there was a, where we are seated now, in 2008 only we were having this piece of land. There was nothing else. But in 2014, then Burjanpur added, I was not there at that time. So he added that big piece of land. And then he said that he was praying it to Giriraj, that now we got it, and now that means if we took it, that means we have to do it. And how? No.
I was in complete anxiety, understanding I had no ability to do it.
So this is a complete, like, you know, surrender and prayerful mood to Giriraj. And how he reciprocates, it's an amazing thing that he says that within 1 hour, there was a Prabhu who came and he said, I will do it for you. You don't worry. And then the movie started. You know, then eventually, like, you know, the team start working together and we got the team and everything was manifesting. And today we are here. But in between of that time, I really want to share this thing, that how it was. It was not so easy, that every time, like, you know, we were having so many obstacles. And but every obstacles we covered. So I was always very near to Giriraj, and I felt that how his presence was there always in this project. He was so merciful, I can't tell it to you. And the good thing is, he listens to you. I'm seriously saying, he listens to you, like, you know, and he reciprocates like anything. And in Bhagavatam we see, it's a, like Bhagavatam, there are so many prayers, and there are different kind of prayers there. Like, one prayer is there in which the devotees are thanking to Lord that you gave us this thing, you protected us, like Queen Kunti. She's praying in a thanking way to Krishna that you were with us all the time, and you, because of you, we were protected. And there are the prayers by Gajendra, that who want shelter, who want, like, his mercy of the Lord to save him. So he was praying him to please come and save me. So I was actually running in both of the ways to Giriraj all the time, like, you know, sometime to thank him. And when I was going to thank him, I was sometime empty hand. And Burjanpu always reminded me, never go to him empty handed. Take him a sweet box to thank him. But it was not only this. He said, when we pray, even at that time we have to. So he's in a double benefit. So both time he was taking sweets from us. But he was listening and he was reciprocating, really, and the things were being manifested. So it happens in so many ways. It's not only the problem has disappeared. You say that I would like to share one small thing that just imagine, like, you know, just a ship is there in the sailing in the sea, and at one point the ship has finished its, I don't know how it runs, on fuel or on the coal or something like that. So, but it's lost its energy. Now the ship is just standing, gonna stand, like slowly. It's still, it's slow, but it's still moving, but it's getting slow just with the movement. And all of a sudden, like, you know, another ship came and he said, I have extra, take it, no problem. So this is what happened with us one time, like, you know, when we were really down. And at that time, one gentleman joined us and he helped us in a really good way. That's this, I have this with me, Christian. He just recently, please come. He recently joined us and he really helped us a lot. And
Bravo.
Bravo. Okay. So today I just want him to just share his thoughts, what he thinks about this project, you know. Maybe I will ask you also afterwards. But this is like, I want to hear that what he thinks about this project, and since he's with us, is it okay?
Thank you. Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
So when I heard about this project, it was about 1.5 years ago, the first time. I was very impressed by how much vision went into the project and how many people are with their full enthusiasm and belief and work on it without being able to see the final end, how it will manifest, but still working on it and doing what they can do. It was really a pleasure to see. And so I was kind of blessed to also join this group of people who do something to make it happen, to make it manifest. And if you think about what place we are here, I mean, we are very close to Giriraj on one hand, but we also more in the, I would say, nature zone. So we're a little far off the noisy road and the dust there and the smell. So it's really good, I think, for spiritual development to also have the possibility to have some quiet time and to go deeper in yourself. And so there's also between the buildings some green areas planned and some trees. So it finally, hopefully, it's possible to enjoy a little bit the nature that got lost here in Vrindavan with so many people coming. And some of you might have visited the MVT in Vrindavan. Yes. And I also like this place a lot because in the inside you have a nice garden and a green area. You can chant, you can relax and be calm and feel a little bit protected from the smell and the dust outside. And I think especially for people coming from the West, this is very helpful. I personally came here to Vrindavan the first time last year. And as probably some shared also this experience, when you come here the first time, you get a little distracted with all the dirt and noise and so on. So I really feel it's very helpful, especially also to attract other people to come to this place, to have something like an oasis of a little more nature and quietness. So beside all the buildings and beside all the people who will fill it with life, I hope this also adds to the spiritual experience here. And thanks to all the people who make it happen and who are still currently very much involved and very eager to finish it. And I also pray to Giriraj and to Krishna and Radha to help us finalize it. Hare Krishna.
Thanks, Prabhu. It's such a wonderful experience in such a short period of time of Vrindavan. So this is like, you know, a kind of another prayer, like which he's saying. And now I would like to ask Prashanta Mataji, you know, since so many years she is arranging these retreats in outside, like, you know, where it is very difficult to arrange. When we all sit in Pandal and hear, get those nectars in our ears, I saw so many times she is not there because she is arranging for us things that so we can sit down peacefully in that area, Pandal, and just listen those nectars peacefully. So, and somehow I never had any discussion with her about this retreat center. She is very busy, and so I would like to ask her what's her feeling on this thing. Please welcome her.
Hare Krishna. We hope that in this building there will be proper earthing. We hope that there will be proper power supply. We hope there will be water running 24 hours. We hope there will be a proper maintenance system, and we won't have to have our main department is the complaint department. My tap is not working, my bathroom is blocked. So Srila Prabhupada had a great desire. He spoke of making an American house in Vrindavan. Of course, we take it to be the Krishna Balaram temple Srila Prabhupada created as an American house in Vrindavan. He preached all over the world. We are all the fruit of his preaching. And Srila Prabhupada knew very well that it is very austere. More in the past, of course, than now. But Prabhupada knew that it's very austere for foreigners to come and spend time in India. It's just a different kind of country, tropical country. The weather is rough. And the infrastructure is, even up to today, still kind of half-developed everywhere. So foreigners need a place where they can come and, as Prabhu said, not be distracted by all the material side of India. And although we know that Vrindavan is not located in any material place, but still the surface within which our material body wanders is very much difficult. It's very much difficult for foreigners. So the American house, I see this place is an expansion of Srila Prabhupada's dreams, not only our dreams, also Prabhupada's dream for a place where people from all over the world, abroad, and now, of course, India, Indian congregations have developed so much the last 10, 15 years. So we want people to come here and be comfortable. Not to enjoy life, but simply to be comfortable, to be able to hear with focus. And this is the purpose of this place, is to focus on the Shravanam Kirtanam, which are the two main angas of bhakti. To hear and chant about Krishna, to make substantial progress in spiritual life, build the foundations, as well as build as well our spiritual life ahead. So we are very enthusiastic about this retreat center. The retreats began in 2001, if I remember well, which means it's been 20 years that we've been organizing the retreats in conditions which are pretty rough. Last year, there was a couple of devotees who had been attending the retreat for several years, finally joined us in the organizing staff, and they were shocked. They were completely shocked of what goes behind the retreat to actually get everything ready for the retreat to take place, how much effort it takes to have drinking water, to have bathing water, to have the power supply ready, to have the sound working. Basically, it's impossible to have anything working And so we are very much hoping that this retreat center will bring the retreats to a next level. There will be less time and energy spent in simply trying to get the basics together. And we can focus more on the hearing and chanting. So we are very, very enthusiastic. There will be a huge hall over there, which will accommodate, if I understand, 500 plus another 500. Is it something like that? Yes, 500 people within a closed, enclosed hall. And then there will be a way to open it in such a way that a group of 1,000 people can easily attend the programs. So, it is a facility which has multiple aspects. We can accommodate big groups in the hundreds, 1,000, and even more than 1,000, because in India we can squeeze a little bit. And then we have halls here for smaller groups from 100 to 200 people. And we also have private bhajan kutirs, which was the dream of Burijan Prabhu. If you wander a bit around the land, you go all the way at the back there, you will see at least six little houses, which are meant for private bhajan, someone who wants to spend time really trying to connect with Krishna through reading, chanting, hearing. So there are such arrangements which have been made here. So as we have heard, contributions are still required for the retreat. We would like very much to open the retreat center next year because it is the 20th anniversary of the Govardhan retreat. And also because there is also a threat of demolition on the Balkrishna Bhagwan area where we stay. The government is clearing all the different, all the places which are very close to Govardhan. So there is a threat of demolition. Hopefully will not happen very soon, but in India you never know. Anything can happen any time. So we are pressed by time to move into the retreat center. So if any of you have any heart for the project and have any means, personally or through friends, please contact Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu and see how you could help to speed up the completion of the program so that by next year we can actually be sitting here, taking prasadam here every day, and we can have the classes in the forest at least once a day, very easily. This place where we were sitting today, this is the birthplace of the Govardhan retreat. This is where we used to have the retreats in 2001, 2, 3, 4, up to 2006 or something. We were having the retreats right there. And then we had to find a bigger place. So please visit, see, and become a part of it. This is, I'll say a last thing, is that our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is meant to focus both on preaching, outreach, bringing people to Krishna consciousness, but it's also meant to cultivate the Krishna consciousness in the people who have already joined. And within our own society, there is a little imbalance between the two. Our outreach programs are very powerful. Rathayatras, festivals, and all kinds of bridge programs, youth programs. We bring many people in. But for those who wish to go further in Krishna consciousness, there are not so many places. So this is a place here that would come under Srila Prabhupada's program of what he calls boiling down the milk, cultivating those who are already in Krishna consciousness. We need such programs. We don't need one retreat center. We need many retreat centers all over the world. So this is a prototype one. Actually, the Vrindavan Institute for Education, under the guidance of His Grace Burijan Prabhu, has been a pioneer in this field of boiling down the milk since 1987. Holding the first courses, really systematic courses in ISKCON, the first Bhakti Shastri program, the first Bhakti Vaibhav program, the first Bhakti Vedanta program, and we are hoping very soon the first Bhakti Savabhava program. And also the retreats. Nowadays you see retreats all over the world. Well, they have taken birth here mostly. So please support, be a part of it. You are most welcome. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I can assure you all these problems which you counted, electricity, water, sound, all these will be there. But it will solve immediately. I can't tell you this will be not there. This is India. No. It's our identity. It will be there. But yes, but it's 100%. It will be like a complaint center, which she said. Okay. Initially, I can see that, but I can assure you, but it will solve immediately. So there's no problem in that. I will be the complaint number. But to dial that thing, you have to chant, only chant. So be patient with your problems. But no, it will never come. I can tell you this thing, that recently in Japa retreat, there was a gentleman. He was from Andhra Pradesh, and he was a very big builder. And the way he was seeing the building, we and Yamunacharipu were talking to him, and the way he saw the buildings, nobody observed that in that way. He was checking like all the pipes and all the fittings and everything. And later he came to me and he said, why you're spending so much money? Why you are doing extra jobs? And I said, what you mean? We didn't done anything extra. He said, no, everything is extra. You have taken care. In this building, I can tell you, for 20 to 30 years, 50 years, there will be no problem. It was his word. I'm not saying that. Am I right? So we were just seated there in the Prasadam Hall and we just talked to him. So for this thing, for definitely now everyone is very hopeful for the next year completion. I'm not asking you any other kind of support, but I'm just asking, one thing is for sure, that there is a lot of power in our combined prayers. Please make, before leaving, by sitting over here, just pray to Giriraj, and he's waiting for our prayers, that it just get finished. And please don't forget to add in that, it get finished on time, without obstacles. Add this point also in that. So he will definitely listen that and it will happen definitely. So is the Prasadam there or we have time more to speak? Is there? We're ready. Okay. So I don't want to wait. Just a minute. Yamunacharipu is there.
Just to say that in the West, we are, it's completely crazy, health and safety issues. But India, it's a little bit the opposite. So please feel free to look around and walk around. And if you want to look, find the Bhajan Kutirs, you have to walk around the building. But remember that it is a construction site. There's debris all over the place. And some of the buildings are steel bars sticking out of the concrete at eye height and things like this. So just be aware that if you're moving around the site, just use your common sense and keep your eyes open and be careful. That's right. And there's in the main building, there's one room which is 90% complete. It's just lacking a bit of paint, but all the tiles and things are there. So you're welcome to see one of us afterwards, and we'll take you there and show you what a typical accommodation room will look like. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you, and for your sincere prayers to us. Thank you.